Magic Toy Shop, My Magical Teddy and Other Stories by Jessie Little. Read by Emma Weaver. My Magical Teddy, Chapter 1.
There she is! I can see her!
7-year-old Willow Thompson waved madly through the train window as she caught a glimpse of her aunt waiting on the platform. Auntie Susie's blonde curly hair looked even wilder than usual, and she had on the biggest pair of sunglasses Willow had ever seen.
Oh, I'm so excited,
she said, bouncing up and down as the train rumbled to a stop.
A whole summer by the sea with Auntie Susie!
Her mum smiled. You're going to have a wonderful time in Summertown, she said, getting the bags down from the luggage rack.
We are,
agreed Freddie, who was 5. I can't wait to see Auntie Susie's shop again and see if she's made any new hoozles. Willow put on her backpack and hugged her mum goodbye. It was going to be strange not spending the summer with her parents, but they had to travel abroad for a few months on business. After her mum and dad, Auntie Susie was Willow's favourite person. She was jolly and funny, made yummy chocolate biscuits, and had her very own toy shop on the ground floor of her house, filled with all sorts of brilliant toys. Willow thought it was the best toy shop in the world. Auntie Susie was there to meet them off the train, a big smile on her face. She wore a bright red dress, sparkly flip-flops, and 3 different necklaces that glittered in the sunshine.
Hello there, she cried, flinging her arms around them. Oh, what gorgeous long hair you've got now, Willow. And Freddie, aren't you getting tall?
I've brought Wobbly, Freddie said, holding his cuddly lion up.